You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network. The Wisconsin High School football playoffs will hold their Level 3 round tomorrow night with eight teams left at each division level of play across the state. But not every team in Wisconsin was able to finish even their regular season this year because of a shortage of players. For example, Bigfoot High School in Walworth and Waukesha South High School were among those that had to cancel games because of injuries. East Troy High School forfeited their entire varsity season because they didn't have enough players to field a team. That continues a trend of decreasing high school football participation in our state. Data from the National Federation of State High School Associations found that from 2009 to 2019, Wisconsin had the biggest decline of any state in the country. We're exploring what might be contributing to this trend, what impacts it could have on kids and sports, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen this in your district, on your team, or your kids' team? Why do you think fewer kids are playing high school football here in Wisconsin? Would you like to see more participation in the sport, or do you think the decline in football isn't maybe such a bad thing? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Travis Wilson is the general manager of the Wisconsin Sports Network and the football editor of wissports.net, covering high school sports around Wisconsin. Travis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Happy to be on to talk high school sports, and always good to talk about high school football.
Now, we've mentioned a few different schools canceling games, maybe even their whole season. Are you seeing a fair amount of teams around the state either hitting that point or maybe right on the edge of having enough players to compete?
It has been something that has continued for a number of years, actually. There's unfortunately always a couple schools that usually know they're going to have challenges at the start of the year with participation numbers. And at some point during the season, because of injuries, because of ineligibility, whatever it might be, have to hit pause and cancel a game. Sometimes they have to cancel the end of their season. Not something that you like to see, obviously, but it is relatively rare, maybe one or two schools per year. There are some schools that cancel before the season starts, or maybe we'll move from 11-player football to 8-player football. But teams are trying the best they can, and sometimes it gets to the point where you can't field a competitive team. And depending on the school, they might have enough players out for football. For instance, in the instance of Waukesha South, a large school, a good-sized school with over 1,000 enrollment, they had enough players to have a team, but a lot of them were underclassmen. They did not have a lot of seniors out for football this year, and they play in the best conference in the state, in the Classic 8 conference, and throwing a bunch of freshmen and sophomores out there against high-level juniors and seniors was not going to be a good situation for them. So they did cancel a game earlier this year. But, again, not something you like to see, but it is relatively uncommon.
Now, you mentioned not wanting to put those underclassmen in the game. If you've got a track and field team, okay, you don't have enough seniors. Well, those freshman runners might lose by a lot, but that's okay. A contact sport, especially one like football, are you hearing from athletic directors, yeah, we don't want to put those kids in if they're not physically ready because they might be more at risk of injury in those cases?
That's absolutely the case. Football is a contact sport, like hockey, like wrestling, where it really is tough to have younger kids go out there as 14, 15-year-olds competing against 17 and 18-year-olds sometimes. So, you don't want to have that situation. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes there's players that are ready for that. But it is, not the norm that you have a bunch of freshmen out there. And again, based on the size of the school, especially challenging. At smaller schools where it might be a Division VII school, it is fairly common to have freshmen and sophomores play. It just depends on if they're ready.
Now, with the trend like this, I might wonder, is this COVID? Except those numbers I referenced went through 2019, showing that 10-year decline. That was before COVID. I might think, it must be a nationwide trend, but the same numbers show at least some states like Texas are having more participation in football. I assume a question a lot of people in the sport in the state are asking, Travis, is why? What's going on? Why are we seeing a steady decline in football participation in Wisconsin high schools?
Well, I think a few important points to note. First of all, the numbers that were referenced in the article that you referred to are 11-player football numbers specifically. And Wisconsin is one of 27 states that offers a reduced football player option. In Wisconsin, that is an 8-player option that really didn't become popular or really didn't become a resurgence until about 2013, when a group of about 16 schools started playing reduced player football, 8-player. And now we're up to about 60 schools playing 8-player football. In this year, for the most recent year, which would have been the 2022-23 season, there were over 1,100 students participating in 8-player football that are not included in the 11-player numbers that you reference. We've also seen declines in overall enrollment throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's something that, you know, I've seen a number of articles and a number of concerns over declining birth rates, lower enrollment numbers in schools in general. So when there's lower numbers in school, it is going to lower the number of participants. And if you look at total high school participation in Wisconsin, not just football, that number has decreased since 2009 as well. So there have been some decreases in football. I think if you look at overall participation rate in football between 11-player and 8-player, it's not quite as bad as maybe the article makes it out to be. And again, Wisconsin is losing young people, you know, having smaller enrollments in schools, whereas other states may be growing. So that does lend itself as well. But in terms of why there may be lower participation numbers in football, there certainly was, you know, a sharp decline in the mid 2010s. And that kind of coincided with, you know, a large amount of press, a large amount of discussions around concussions at that time in the NFL, in college, and of course in high school and youth football. And that scared away, you know, some participants, some parents that decided it wasn't the best opportunity for them. There have been some great rules, accommodations and rules changes that have been made over the last decade or several decades to address and improve safety at the high school football level. You know, many of the people in the high school football realm, you'll say this is the safest the sport has ever been, with all the rules, with all the equipment, with all the limitations on contact. But, you know, we are seeing some resurgence in participation numbers as well, despite declining enrollments in recent seasons. We did see big drops during COVID. That had a huge impact on all sports, but especially football. But we're starting to see some nice improvements and nice increases in high school football and youth football over the last couple of years.
Talking to Travis Wilson with Wisconsin Sports Network and wissports.net, looking at the present and future of high school football in Wisconsin. Some teams having trouble fielding full teams, others switching, as he mentioned, and we'll get into this more, to 8-person teams. You could join in with your experiences, your questions, your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Denny is with us in Ogdensburg. Denny, hi.
All right, thanks for taking my call. My grandson played high school football in Wisconsin, left tackle, played 4 years on a full college ride, was very good. He could have gone a fifth year, paid for it, to get a master's degree, and he said, I've had enough. It's a little bit of a concussion issue for us as parents. He's a 4-point student, but he chose his path. But there are a lot of other injuries when you start playing at that level. You're injured almost all the time. It worked out well for him, but that was his decision to make. And we were concerned about concussions in the mid-teens also.
Denny, thanks a lot for the call. Denny's sharing an experience. Well, congratulations on getting that full ride to college. Not every player is going to get that. But Travis, it sounds like a family weighing that decision of concussion, going with yes, play football and all the way through college.
Yeah, and obviously that's a decision for parents to make. Not only in high school, not only at college, but also in youth football or youth sports in general. You know, there's risks involved in participating in sports. I'm a youth football coach myself, have coached youth football for 9 years. And, you know, it happens. There's injuries that happen just like there are in any sport. You know, we have great trainers that we work with in our community that help. We have practice guidelines in place. We have rules within the leagues that we play to try to minimize and limit possible injuries. But ultimately, it is a contact sport that it is up to each family and each parent to decide if that's something that they would like to pursue.
Thanks for sharing that story, Denny. We're talking to Travis Wilson from wissports.net about a decline in high school football participation in Wisconsin, but maybe some signs of a resurgence. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What does high school football mean to you and your community? Is it still the marquee sport at the local high school? Did you play or watch in high school? Are you on a team right now? Maybe getting ready for a playoff game, or is your kid? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with Travis Wilson, general manager of the Wisconsin Sports Network, football editor of wissports.net, which covers high school sports around Wisconsin. We are talking about high school football, some declines in participation over the years, some bounce back maybe post-COVID, some schools struggling to field teams or switching to eight-player teams. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's focus in on eight-player football. Now, we're ahead of the curve a little bit. About 5 years ago, I talked to Paul Micklig, head coach and co-athletic director at Newman Catholic High School in Wausau, still there, I believe, about why his school made the change. Here's a listen.
When it comes down to it, there's two factors, and the first one was player safety. With the numbers in our school going down to we're at an enrollment of 119, and we have a couple sports in the fall that we offer. We were the last year, 2 years ago, when we were an 11-man, we had 19 kids that we had playing in our last game that didn't have a JV, so you couldn't develop the younger kids, and it just wasn't. We were taking some hits and hards, and guys were getting hurt all over the place. So we were trying to make sure that safety was our number one priority, and how can we get these guys safe.
We got a caller, I think, with experience with the eight players on a side football. Andy is with us in Central Wisconsin. Andy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I had a son that's played eight-man football now for a couple years in a smaller school, and you talked about how it's enrollment versus participation. You got some schools here that are coming into eight-man that have the same enrollment possibly, but you're talking higher participation. You got schools showing up with 12, 13 kids for the whole team playing both sides of the ball, and you want to talk about safety. And then you go to these schools that have way higher participation. These kids are getting killed. I mean, you got 45 kids standing on the sideline that are 6'2" and 300 pounds, and by halftime it's 40-0, and the smaller school with the lower participation has got more kids, I believe, coming off with concussions and stuff like that. I just don't know if eight-man, for them schools, if you want to go by enrollment, I get that. But, when you could play three more kids easily, it just makes it, if it's a safety thing, I don't think it really is, because I think some of these kids or schools that are having lower participation are getting hurt. And gotcha. I think them schools that have higher participation should be playing 11-man football and not just dominating in the 8-man, where you have schools that are coming in that they just want to play football.
I gotcha. Andy, thanks a lot for the call. Travis, a couple of perspectives you heard on 8-man football. What are you seeing out there?
Well, we've certainly seen an increase in the number of schools that are offering 8-player football, that are seeing that as an opportunity to continue to have a football program that may be a better option for them, as opposed to co-opting with another school and continuing to play 11-player football. It really is and was designed for the smallest schools. In fact, the WIAA has a cap, and the WIAA is the governing body for high school sports in Wisconsin. They have an enrollment cap of 200 students in the high school for a team to be eligible for the eight-player playoffs. Again, trying to keep it for the smallest of the small schools under that 200 enrollment level. There are some schools that participate in eight-player football with enrollments above 200, generally not very far above, but they are not eligible for the playoffs. And it has been a real great opportunity for schools to continue to offer high school football at the eight-player level. And a little history on that: back in the 40s, 50s, and even into the 60s, there was a high number of eight-player teams around the state. And then when school consolidation happened during that time, schools got larger, and they kind of phased out the reduced player option until it was brought back in about 2013. So it really has been a great way for schools to continue to offer football. Again, it is designed for the smallest schools, and we are seeing generally those smaller schools that are gravitating towards eight player to be able to continue to offer football.
Thanks for the call, Andy, at 800-642-1234. We'll go to John now in Darlington. John, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Question for your expert there. What role is soccer having on football numbers? Is the emergence of the popularity of soccer maybe drawing numbers away from some smaller and medium-sized football programs?
Interesting question, John. Is the other football drawing away from American football, Travis, do you think?
I think it certainly is in some communities. You know, when you have a small school, a rural school with maybe 300 or 400 students, you don't have a lot of boys that will play sports or can play sports. And so if you have multiple sport opportunities, it does become a challenge. And, you know, some of the schools that we mentioned that had to drop their football programs this year, Bigfoot being one of them, East Troy, you know, those are kind of smaller mid-sized type schools that do offer soccer as an option. And I think that has cut into some of the numbers that they have in football. If you're a school that offers soccer under, you know, 300 or so, you're really starting to spread those athletes thin, and it can be a challenge to field competitive teams where you're talking about too high, number of participants that you need for those sports. You have 11 on the field at a time in both football and soccer, and it's just a challenge to have that many. I think of a school like Wisconsin Heights, located in just outside of Madison, a school that is traditionally about 250 or under 250 enrollment that offers football and does offer soccer. And that's one of the schools that has dropped to 8-player football with a little bit larger enrollment because they were having a challenge in 11-player football, I think in part because it's just hard to have that many programs going at the same time.
Thanks for the call, John. We're talking to Travis Wilson with the Wisconsin Sports Network and wissports.net, looking at the future of high school football. Some schools switching to 8-player teams, some occasionally having to cancel games or even seasons because of a shortage of players. Back to your calls now. Mike is with us in Sheboygan. Mike, hi.
Hi. I've noticed that the seasons seem to be longer. Our football season started sometime in mid-August, and now they're starting in early August. And I think there's a little bit of burnout when you start a football season so early, and maybe part of it is burnout.
Mike, thanks for the call. Have high school football seasons gotten longer over the years, Travis?
The number of games has not changed. The season has stretched a little bit. Going back about 10 years or so, prior to that point, the Wisconsin football playoffs and the end of the regular season were condensed to a point where the last game of the regular season and the first two games of the playoffs took place in a span of about 10 or 11 days. And teams were playing three games in 10 days. And that was determined to not be a safe situation for those student athletes to have that much contact in such a short amount of time. So to alleviate that, they did push back up the start of the of practices in the fall. So now they start in the first week in August, as opposed to it used to be, you know, sometime around August 10th, 11th, something like that. So it was done for safety, but it did kind of move up that start date a little bit. And that has been a continued point of discussion, maybe a little bit of a challenge for some people. But again, I think with safety in mind, it was certainly the right decision at that time.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hello.
Hi. I just wonder, as far as there being a shortage because of injuries, how many of those injuries are because of contact injuries, or maybe it's because the players just aren't all that familiar with the move, so maybe they end up with aches or pains or strains that maybe a physical therapist or a chiropractor could deal with, so it wouldn't aggravate things. And if there aren't enough people for the offensive line, then the defensive players can say one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Dennis, thanks for the call. First of all, those non-contact injuries, a factor in pretty much any sport. Travis, what goes into trying to prevent those?
Well, one of the great things that has happened over the last few years is more and more schools are employing athletic trainers either at a full-time rate, maybe by contracting with a local hospital or a healthcare provider, or at least having them available more frequently. When I was in high school back in the mid and late 90s, we didn't really know what an athletic trainer was, to be honest with you. It was the doctor that you went to if you had a problem the next day. And now at many high schools, there is at least one, if not two, athletic trainers at every game, certainly, and at most or all practices as well. And they've been able to work with student athletes and keep them healthy, provide them with rehabilitation opportunities, identify injuries, identify, you know, the difference between being hurt and being injured. If it's just a bump or a bruise that you can continue to play through, or if it's something that does require, you know, additional treatment, either with the trainer or with your healthcare provider, that's been a big, big plus over the number of years as more and more schools embrace the athletic trainers and what they're able to do working with not only football programs, but all athletic programs at schools.
Dennis, thanks for that call. And just our last less than a minute, Travis, are you hopeful that we can get more kids involved in school sports, football, and all the rest?
Well, I am a huge advocate for education-based athletics, and I love high school sports. Obviously, it's my job and I do and what I love. Yes, and we are seeing positive trends. Nationwide, 11-player football participation increased last year for the first time. It was the first year-over-year increase since 2013. Again, that's nationwide. Overall football participation, boys and girls, 11-player and reduced, was up 6% last year from the previous year. So we're seeing good trends. We're seeing good things happen. High school football is a great experience, and I certainly encourage everyone to consider it and make it a worthwhile opportunity.
Travis, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
That's Travis Wilson, general manager of the Wisconsin Sports Network and football editor of wissports.net. He was with us today to look at why Wisconsin high school football participation decreased over a 10-year period and signs, at least at the national level, of a bounce back. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network.